Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, the fight against the Islamic State militants, and relations with Iran are among the issues that Secretary of State John Kerry discussed in a series of meetings and interviews in Switzerland. Mr. Kerry responded to one reporter's question about Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif's contention that the U.S. thrives on sanctions.
We've made it very clear that we use sanctions when we think they are appropriate in order to counter behavior that we believe has broken the law or challenged the United Nations Security Council or threatens the United States. And we stand by our sanctions. We think they've been used judiciously and effectively, and we're ready to move on now to put to test the willingness of Iran and other countries in the region to try to reduce tensions and move in a different direction.
Secretary Kerry's comments took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, annual gathering that brings together high-level government officials and corporate executives. Top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko. He was a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. Police in Somalia's capital say at least 20 people have been killed by a gunman who stormed into a popular seaside restaurant and took siege to the location. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. A former senior commander in the Lord's Resistance Army, Dominic Ongwen, has appeared before the International Criminal Court as the judges decide if there's enough evidence to try him for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. A story now from Lisa Bryant.
The list of charges against ex-LRA commander Dominic Ongwen is so long that presiding judge Kuno Tarfusser opted to summarize the 70 counts against him rather than having them read out. Asked whether he understood the charges, Ongwen, looking very focused and dressed in a sharp gray suit, responded positively. Ongwen faces charges of murder, rape, torture, forced marriage, and using child soldiers related to his alleged involvement in a string of LRA attacks against civilians in northern Uganda between 2002 and 2005. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A bomb blast killed at least six people in a Cairo tourist neighborhood Thursday when police raided a suspected militant hideout. Three policemen and at least one civilian are among the dead there, security officials suspecting the Muslim Brotherhood militants planted the bomb that exploded when police burst into an apartment. In less than 3 weeks, the U.S. presidential primary elections get started in Iowa, and polls are indicating the Democratic Party contender Bernie Sanders has a lead over heretofore frontrunner Hillary Clinton. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone says that there has been very little attention paid to the Democratic Party because most of the focus has been on the Republic Party contenders.
A lot of people may be now readjusting their predictions because Bernie Sanders, not only is he not going away, he seems to be on a mini surge in Iowa, where Clinton has had a lead for a long time. And for a long time now, Bernie Sanders has had a lead in the second state that'll vote, New Hampshire, which holds its primary on February 9th. So a 1-2 punch of Sanders defeating Clinton in both Iowa and New Hampshire certainly would reset the race. It might not make Sanders the favorite for the nomination. Clinton would still seem to be a strong contender. She still has great strengths with minority voters, which are a really important part of the Democratic Party. But we see of late Bernie Sanders trying to fix that a bit by reaching out to African-American and other minorities to try to bolster his support there.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's optimistic securing a deal by February 17th to reform the European Union, which would, he says, secure Britain's future in the 28-nation bloc.
That's the latest world news from VOA.